We're in the midst of what some have called the dog days of summer, that portion of July and August, which are historically the warmest weeks of the year. Now, I know many of you are loving these 80 and 90 plus degree days and can't wait for your next outing at the beach. But those of us who are cold weather fans, those like myself who grew up in the cooler climates of the northern Midwest, well, we're having a harder time understanding what you enjoy about these high temps. So we sit in front of fans or air conditioners with big glasses of iced tea or cold water and pretend that the heat simply doesn't exist. Now, I know that the heat and humidity are waiting for me just outside the front door, but for those few moments, it's comforting to imagine that it's gone away. You know, it's often that way in our spiritual lives as well. We sit in our churches content to keep the uncomfortable heat and pressure of walking in this world out of mind. We kick back with Christian friends, sipping tea and pretending that the heat of temptation can't reach us. But eventually, we do have to face the realities of the world. Like the hot winds of summer, Satan drains us with his temptations and accusations. And like stepping out into the scorching summer days, we feel baked by the searing sunshine of peer scrutiny and pressure. But God doesn't want us to be surprised or left helpless, as we see in James chapter 1, where we see, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." So rather than hide from the hot reality of trial, go out and meet it head on. But stay cool by taking a drink of God's fresh water of the Word first.